Talking is used to convey information, but the information that is to be conveyed to be effective must be clearly thought out. And when we think out through something that we're going to convey through talking, we are making mental pictures. These mental pictures are visualization, which brings what we're talking about into manifestation. Otherwise, without a proper visualization, what we say bounces off the ears of, and that's called being social, that's called chatter, that's called small talk, that's called by various other names that basically say, well, it's a very entertaining person, but and talked all evening, but really had nothing to say. Well, that kind of talk is necessary, too, to keep the conversation going and not have long silences. So we must distinguish between small talk and real communication. It's important to know when communicating to someone what the other person knows. It's only almost tantamount to insult to explain to them something that they already know and have known for quite some time. So communication is really an art. And it's a part of the transmutation of the creative energies. Those who don't have any control of their sexual energies also are very poor communicators. And their whole life is words strung on words, on thin paper-like strings, and once something is strung, it all falls apart. Those who don't have control of their instinctive nature often use their voice to insult people, criticize people, and become obnoxious themselves, use harsh words, harsh language. Uncontrolled speech creates an uncontrolled future. Controlled speech creates a controlled future. They might wonder how mystics can read the future. How can you read the future and see what's going to happen, something that's about to happen, something that might happen? How do you see the future of a person? It's very easy. Look at the past. Because the past makes the future. The future is this big blank out there. But the blank gets filled in with the past as it overlaps into the future. So if you want a good future, you choose the best of the past. That's how your Mahabhasana Daha Tantra can really help as you go through the life and choose the best experiences, and recognizing those experiences, you're building a new future for yourself. Future free of worryment, future free of concerns, because you didn't bring the worryment and the concerns over from the past and project them into the future. And we're always creating the future. I'm creating the future right now by talking like this. And what I've said for the last 5 minutes is the past. And that's going to be faced in the future at some future time. So we want to be aware of what other people know. so that we don't tell them what they know. We can discuss what they know and share with them that we also know the same thing, give them credit for their intelligence. We want to lift our energies and maintain our energies so that speech becomes meaningful. Even small talk becomes meaningful. And create a wonderful future by creating a positive past.